有一个人去旅游啊。
Someone actually went on the travel and vacation.
那么呢，他去到一个山崖崖的时候呢，就见到有一个马戏团的人呢，在走这个表演走钢丝。
So he went to this big huge cliff and valley, and actually saw someone from the circus is walking on a tightrope.
那么呢，就见到这个人呢，从这条钢丝上面呢走来走去。
He saw this person walking on a tightrope back and forth.
又可以被一个人呢从一边跑到另外一边。
He also can carry a person from one side to the other.
那么最后呢，就跑到这个旅客面前。
And then they actually came to the people who are watching the visitors.
那么他说：“你相信我能够从山崖的这边跑过这另外一边吗？”
Do you believe that I can go from one side of the cliff to the other?
如果你是这个旅客，你会怎么回答？
If you were one of the tourists, how would you answer?
我当然相信了，因为我已经见过很多次了。
So say, of course I believe you. I see you go back and forth many times.
那现在我问你一个问题啊。
Now I ask you this question.
这个表演的人呢就说，既然你相信，我可以把你抱过去啊，一直带你过去，这个山崖的另外一边。
So the person who walked the tightrope said, I can carry you from one side to the other.
你会怎么回答？
How would you answer?
多少人会愿意的？
How many people would raise their hands?
Okay. Okay. 有多少人不愿意的？
How many people would not?
为什么你们不愿意？你不是说相信了吗？
Why would you not believe? Not willing to? Didn't you say you believe?
我觉得我也不愿意，原因很简单呐。
I would not be willing either. The reason is very simple.
就是我们没有这个需要去冒险。给他这样子抱过去走过这个钢丝。
Because there's no need to take that risk to be carried from one side of the cliff to the other.
我们没有这个需要把我们的生命交在这个表演的人手上。
There's no need to actually risk our life in the hands of this person who walk on the tightrope.
当保罗呢在罗马书一章十六节里面说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
In the book of Romans, it says, verse 16, it says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
我想呢，一般人的反应呢，就是为什么我要被拯救啊？
Most people's response is, why do I need to be saved?
我又不是生病。
I'm not sick.
我又不是没有钱。
I'm not exceeding the poor.
我活生活得很好。
I live a comfortable life.
我不需要你的耶稣来救我。
I don't need your Jesus to save me.
你知道保罗呢是一个思考很紧密的一个人呢。
You see, Paul is a very deep thinker.
他就好像一个在法庭里面的一个指控官一样的，他可以把你的罪名呢一样一样去证明出来。
You see, he is almost like a prosecutor in the court of law. He would actually pinpoint you every single sin, one after another.
所以呢，当保罗去解释这个福音的时候呢，他也想到我们心里面的问题。
So when Paul is trying to explain the gospel, he also want to point out every single problem that we have in our hearts.
所以呢，他第一章开始的时候就要解释。为什么人需要被拯救？
So the first, when he first started out in the chapter, he wanted to explain why people need to be saved.
这个呢，就是在十八节里面呢，保罗解释给我们听的。
That is being explained in verse 18. Paul explained that to us.
圣经说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是哪些行不义。阻挡真理的人。
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness.
为什么人需要被拯救啊？
Why does man need to be saved?
因为人现在生活在神的愤怒底下。
Because men are living within the wrath of God. Actually, this explanation is very simple.
如果你的老板现在对你很生气, 你就知道你需要被警救了。
If your boss is actually very angry at you, then you know you need to be saved.
我想到今天的人呢, 对神的观念呢, 其实有很多误解。
The view of man towards God, actually, there's a lot of misconception.
第一, 他们相信, 我们的神就是好像这个圣诞老翁一样。
The first, some people believe that God is like a Santa Claus.
他永远呢, 就是笑呵呵的, 就是不会发脾气的。
So he's constantly smiling and he would not get angry.
但是你要知道, 其实当圣经讲到神的愤怒的时候, 不是好像我们人呢, 就是, 我们, 控制不了我们的感情, 神发怒, 其实不是这回事。
You see, when we talk about the wrath of God, it's like not like someone, a human being losing our temper.
只是讲到了神对, 不义, 邪恶的事情呢是不能容忍的，所以我们一般呢讲到神的愤怒呢，其实呢是跟他的公义很有关系的。And
that is, God just cannot tolerate the sin. So that when we talk about wrath, it's actually related to His righteousness.
另外一个呢，对神的误解呢，就是我们觉得呢，他就好像我们的爸爸妈妈一样。Another
misconception is like we almost like treating him like our mother or father.
那你爸爸妈妈是不是有的时候会说，儿子啊，你要马上做功课，要不然呢，明天呢，我就不带你去旅行了。Sometimes
it's almost like a father is to tell the son, if you son do your homework, otherwise I'm not going to take you on a vacation tomorrow.
结果这个儿子真的没有做哦。
And actually, the son indeed didn't do the homework.
那么父母怎么说呢?
Now, how would the parents react?
那儿子，你现在知不知道错?
Now, son, do you not know that you are wrong?
好啊，你知道错，我们还是去旅行了，回来再做。
Now that you know you're wrong, that we're still going to go on vacation and you come back, then we'll do it. You do your homework.
很多人认为，圣经里面神说会把人掉在地狱里面。 只是吓他一下，希望他听话。
And a lot of people think that when God said you actually be thrown into hell, it's just more of a threatening words and so that man would behave.
怎么可能这个慈爱的神会把一个人永远的掉在地狱跟 火湖里面呢？
How can a God of compassion be thrown someone in the hell and into a fiery hell?
啊，我。 很简单的解释，我问你一个问题，你相不相信有天堂的存在？
And let me just explain you to one simple way. Do you believe there is heaven?
你相不相信圣经上面永生的应许呢？
Do you believe the promise of eternal life in the from the scripture?
如果你相信的时候，你应该同样相信地狱跟神的审判。
If you believe in heaven, then you also should believe in the hell and also God's judgment.
因为同一本圣经教我们有关天堂，也教我们有关地狱。
And the same Bible that teaches about heaven also teaches about hell.
在 罗马书1章18节里面呢, 讲到神对谁愤怒啊。
In verse 18, what does God say? Who His wrath would be against? About with his wrath,
就是呢一切不虔不义的人,
and that is against all the godlessness and wickedness of man.
什么叫不虔不义呢?
What does it mean by all the godlessness and wickedness?
不虔就是不敬畏神.
Godlessness means actually you don't worship God.
就是你生活在一个 世界里面，好像神不存在的一样。
And you live in a society that you don't even believe God exists.
我想呢，这个其实是也是特别就是这些基督教的国家的危险。
And this is one of the dangers of countries that believe in Christianity.
因为呢，他们知道神的存在，他 他有这个教导，但是他的生活有没有表现出来呢？
They believe in the Christianity teaching, and yet their life doesn't live accordingly.
不义的意思呢，就是讲到了你好像对这个法律呢没有尊敬的意思，就是你犯法都不怕的。
The wickedness is that is you have no respect for the law, and then you violate the law without even thinking about it.
所以呢，不前不义呢，用我们中国人的话呢，就是无法无天的意思。
The godlessness and the wickedness is a man in a Chinese phrase is as if there is no law in Chinese.
后来呢，十八节也解释啊，这些不前不义的人呢，他是怎么样呢？这些人呢是行不义，阻挡真理的。
And then is how does verse 18 is explain this? These are also people suppressed by truth by their wickedness.
就好像一个老师在教室里面说，告诉这些同学啊，你不要谈话，不要欺负你旁边的同学。
It's almost like a teacher is telling the class, don't talk and don't bully your fellow student.
但是呢，这些同学听到以后呢，不单只没有理这个老师的警告，还有打他旁边的同学。
And not only did the student not listen to the warning of the teacher, and yet he actually go ahead and hit the student next to him.
所以呢，这个就是阻挡真理的一个表现。
This is a phenomenon that actually would be against the truth.
其实如果你看罗马书呢，看下去的时候呢，从第一章第十九节开始到三章二十节呢，保罗呢就把告诉我们谁是这些不前不义的人呢。
So in verse 19 all the way to chapter 3 verse 20 and say God tells us who these wicked people are.
其实他首先呢，就是讲到这些拜偶像啊，就是还有就是犯罪犯得很厉害、很明显的人。
And if we first talk about the people who worship idol and actually sin in a very obvious way.
第二个对象呢，就是只是很有道德的人。
And the second target is actually the people who think they have a lot of a huge amount of righteousness.
最后一种人呢，就是犹太人。
And the third group would be the Jews.
他最后就证明，其实全世界的人都是这些不虔不义的人。
In the end, he concluded that all and the rest of people in the world are all these godlessness and wickedness.
那当如果你是给保罗指控你是一个不虔不义的人呢，我想我们第一个反对的声音呢，就是人都不知道神存在，怎么可以说我们不敬虔呢？
In the first reaction, if you're being accused of by Paul as being godlessness and wickedness, and the first defense would be, the ignorance, I don't know about it.
所以我们中国人不是有一句话说不自洁不罪吗？
So there's a Chinese phrase saying that ignorance due to innocence due to ignorance.
就是我都不知道神存在，我都看不见神，你怎么可以说我不尊重他？
So I don't even know God exists. I don't even know of His existence. How can I know to respect Him?
所以呢，在十九到二十节呢，保罗就解释给我们听，只是神的存在呢，这个是一个很明显的一件事情。
So in verse 19-20, Paul explains that God's existence is a really undeniable.
十九节里面他说神的事情人能知道的远显明在人的心里面。
In verse 19 it says since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them.
因为神已经给他们显明。
Because God had revealed all that to
them. 他就要说了，人是对神的存在是心知肚明的。
In other words, the existence of God to man is very obvious in men ought to know.
为什么保罗简直说呢？
Why does Paul say this?
因为二十节里面呢，他讲到，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见， 但执着所造之物，这可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Because in verse 20 it says, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so the men are without excuse.
神是看不见。
God can see all this.
我们是看不见神的，但是神所创造出来的事情证明神的存在。
We cannot see God, but through what God's creation, we can see that God exists.
这好像呢，你见到一个很漂亮的图画。
It almost like you see a beautiful picture.
你会问，这个图画是谁画的？
You may ask who wrote this, who painted this picture.
如果你见到呢一盘好很好吃的菜。
And you, if you see a plate of dish that's very delicious,
你会问啊，谁是这盆菜的厨师啊？
And you say, who's the chef who made this dish?
所以呢，如果你看见什么奇妙的世界，不是这是证明后面有一个创造者吗？
So if you see such an amazing world, wouldn't you say that there is a creator behind all this?
我举一个例子给大家听。
Let me give you an example.
你知道我们人呢是很难养的。
You see that man is actually very difficult to the environment for man is actually very challenging.
原因呢就是我们人需要一个很完美的环境才可以生存。
And that is, man requires a very super, very nice environment to survive.
如果有人说，如果我们地球靠近太阳5%。
Someone says eventually the Earth can be closer to God for about just 5%.
我们的结果就好像这个金。心一样的就是很热不能住人了。
The consequence of that it would be almost an earth would be like Mars is would be inhabitable.
金星是 Venus.
Oh, Venus. Okay.
Venus. Okay. 不过我们是20%离开现在的太阳维持我们现在的距离20%离开远一点。
So if the earth is 20% farther away from the sun,
我们就好像火星一样的很热很冷。
We'll be like Mars, it'll be very cold.
但是呢你知道我们地球不但只有这个问题就是温度的问题。
So not only does earth have this temperature issue,
我们还要面对两个问题。
There are two other challenges that we need to face.
你知道在太空里面呢有很多陨石。
You see, in the deep space, there's a lot of meteors.
只是它就在太空里面流浪啊。
And these meteors will be fly back and forth in the outer space.
那么它就可以撞在这个地球上面。
So at some point, these meteors would hit the Earth.
那么神怎么保护这个地球呢？
How does God protect the Earth?
那么呢，他当他创造这个太阳系的时候呢，他就创造这个是木星 Jupiter.
Oh, when God created the universe, He actually created also added in the Jupiter.
Jupiter 呢，这是一个很大的星球，我们知道。
And Jupiter, we know that it actually is a huge star.
你不要以为呢它没有用啊。
You don't think that Jupiter is useless.
它其实就好像一个吸尘机一样的，它把这些陨石都吸进去，让它不会葬在地球上面。
Jupiter is almost like a vacuum cleaner, will suck all the meteors into it so that it won't hit the Earth.
但是我们知道呢，还有一些我们说。漏网之鱼。
You all know that there may be a few, almost like a fish escaped the net.
所以呢，神呢，创造这个地球的时候呢，有要为我们预备这个大气层。
So, God, when God created Earth, He also, in a way, help us create protective mechanism like the atmosphere.
如果我们地球没有这个大气层的时候呢，我们就好像这个月亮一样的，一个一个的动了。If
we don't have our atmosphere, the Earth will almost be like a moon, would be full of divots.
但是因为有这个大气层的时候，这些陨石虽然它是撞到这个地球上面，因为摩擦的时候，大部分都已经烧掉了。
So because of the atmosphere, most meteors as it enter the atmosphere would be burned up during the process.
但是我们地球还有另外一个问题。
The Earth has also another problem.
就是我们的太阳啊，有一个他们叫 solar wind, 就是太阳的风暴。
And also with the Earth, we also have another problem. It's called solar wind.
这个太阳的风暴会破坏这个大气层的。
The solar wind would destroy the atmosphere.
那么神怎么解决这个问题啊？
And how does God resolve this problem?
就是我们地球呢，就有一个磁场的，是不是？
The Earth has this magnetic field.
这个磁场呢，就会把这个太阳的风暴呢，就会保护这个地球呢，不会受这个风暴所影响。
The magnetic field would protect the Earth and not be affected by the solar wind.
你看地球它怎么巧妙的时候，你就知道一定背后有一个很有智慧的、很大能的神在背后创造这些事情。
So you see the Earth with this intricate design, wouldn't you think that behind this whole thing there's a creator?
所以呢，保罗说了，神的存在是叫人无可推诿的。
So Paul would say that God's existence cannot be denied by men.
但是呢，我想呢，特别就是我们当中的年轻人。Especially
for the young people among us.
但是你说神存在无可推诿，但是我们在学校啦，在教科书里面呢，你去不同的，好像博物馆里面，他们都说。 我们人是进化出来的，没有神存在的。So
especially for young people, you might say that if you think that God's existence is so undeniable, then what about your school, our museum, and all point to a theory that man is actually evolved from what through evolution?
为什么圣经说很？ 明明可知的事情，现在变成好像一个不可信、很无活的一件事情。
How come the Bible that says something so clear would become something so confusing?
这个就是21节开始讲给我们听。其实当人呢拒绝神的时候，他是有一个后果的。
And this can be explained in verse 21. He said, when God rejects man, there is a consequence.
这个后果呢，特别在21节呢里面，他告诉我们，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的信念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
In verse 21, he said, for though they knew God, they neither glorify him as God nor give thanks to him, but their thinking becomes futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
这段圣经呢，保罗写的时候呢，是用一个过去式所写的。
And when this was written, Paul used a past tense to write this.
我相信呢，保罗是从人的历史的角度去讲这句话。
I believe Paul is writing this based on the history that he saw.
就是当原本神存在是很明显的，对人来说。
Originally, when God's existence and creation is very obvious.
但是在历史上面，人不断的去拒绝神的时候呢，这个事实就变成一个越来越不明显了。
And throughout history, that actually what he saw is that man's rejection become more and more obvious.
人的思考能力呢，产生一个变化，就是他的思念变回虚妄。So
the man's thinking becomes futile.
这是没有用的意思。And
that is useless.
无知的心就昏暗了。
And the foolish hearts were darkened.
Darkening
is almost like you gradually dim your light.
好像你现在看我的衣服的颜色是很明显的，是什么颜色啊？
So you see my clothes is very, the color is very obvious. What color is that?
蓝色是不是？ OK. 但是如果我把这个灯慢慢地关掉的时候呢，你就会看不出来了，你觉得可能是黑色啊，是不是？
So my clothes are blue, but if I begin to dim the light, it may not be that obvious. You might think it's black.
当人拒绝神的时候，我们就有一个后果，就是我们的思考能力，对神的认识，慢慢就没有这个能力。So
when a man says start to reject God, our ability to recognize things would be gradually be degraded.
22节呢讲到，这些人呢自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
In verse 22, it said, although they claimed to be wise, they became fools.
这个不是就是我们现代人，很多人相信科学、相信进化论，对我们这些相信圣经的人的批评呢，就是觉得我们是没有知识，他们才是很聪明。
Is it not that the people who believe in the theory of evolution would think that Christians are uneducated and they're the smart people?
对于回到这个进化论的讨论里面呢，我鼓励，特别就是我们中间的年轻人，你可以看一本书。
And when it comes to theory of evolution, I would suggest that young people to study this book.
这本书呢，就是 The Case of a Creator.
This is the book. The name of the book is called The Case for a Creator.
那么呢，它是访问的，其实是现代很多著名。 好像他们可能是在哈佛毕业啦，在剑桥毕业啦，可能现在是在 NASA 里面工作的科学家。
So he would interview a lot of the renowned people, like the ones who may perhaps graduate of Harvard, Cambridge, and NASA.
所以呢，访问他们，他们都会从他们的专业的角度解释给你听。其实进化论呢是没有可能的。
So they would actually, these people would explain through the professions that actually the theory of evolution is impossible.
但是你会问我一个问题啊，那么这些化石是怎么解释呢？
So you would ask me, how would you explain these fossils?
那么就让我用一个故事的方法去解释我对化石的看法。
Let me explain to you through a story in terms of the fossils.
比方我们说我们人类有一天创造的机器人呢，它可以思考好像我们人一样。
So for example, one day if all these robots that man created would have the ability to think like man.
但是因为我们人类打仗呢，就我们大部分人都死掉，只剩下这些机器人了。So
if through war all the human beings are gone and only left with these robots.
他们也没有这个历史的记载，没有这极端记忆，不知道他们是从哪里来的。
So they didn't have the record of history and not ability to know that actually where they came from.
所以呢，他们就问一个问题：我们机器人是怎么来的呢？
So they will ask a question, we robots, where do we come from?
所以呢，他们就开始在这个地上面，就是发掘，就是考古啊，他们。So
we would start having some archaeological digs.
他们有一天就找到一个junkyard，就是我们说的废弃汽车的场地。So
one day they actually dug up a junkyard.
他们就发现呢，他说这些机器人跟他们差不多，很多相似的地方啊。So
they found a lot of similarities between the robots and themselves.
他们就发现呢，最底层的时候呢，就有一些单轮的车。So
the first they think that they found that they found these unicycles.
还有呢，就是有这个双轮的车。So
and then they found the bicycles.
最后呢，他们发现呢有三轮的车。And
then they discovered the tricycles.
所以呢，有一个机器人呢，他就有一个结论。So
when the robot comes to this conclusion,
我们机器人是怎么来的
？Where do we robots come from?
我们就是进化出来呢
We are here through evolution.
因为有这个环境的特变，我们就从单轮的变成双轮的，双轮的变成三轮的。
So through the environmental change, we go from a unicycle to bicycle to tricycles.
有一天呢，这个双轮车长出一个翅膀。
So one day the bicycle would actually grow wings.
有一天呢，这个长出翅膀的双轮车跟另外一个车撞在一起的时候，再组合了，就现在变成一个会飞在天上的飞机了。我们叫。
So bicycle with wings and actually collided with another one actually outcome the airplane that flies in the sky.
但是他说啊
，But he would say
最大的发现还是在我们隔壁的，现在隔壁的威斯康星州。
So the greatest discovery actually was found in our neighboring state, Wisconsin.
他们发现有一些车子呢，它可以在水跟陆地上面行走的。
And they have discovered these amphibian vehicles that actually travel on earth and also in the water.
他们相信这一个就是我们后来船跟潜水艇的先兆了。
So these vehicles would be the ancestors for boats and also submarines.
所以呢，他们给这个发现就是叫它 Wisconsin Duck， 就是这个。
So they can name this Wisconsin Ducks.
那么你说，那么机械怎么变成一个机器人呢
？So how does a car turn into a robot？
他说，哎，今年有最大的发现。
And this year we have the greatest discovery.
他说呢，我们发现了一个纪录片。
We have discovered this documentary.
这个纪录片里面呢，就是一个车子会很快的变成一个机器人的。
So you see the car turn into a robot very quickly.
它还有纪录片里面给它一个名字。
So within the documentary, they even was given a name.
就是叫 Transformer.
It's called Transformers.
这个就是我们的来源。
This is where we came from.
你听了以后，你觉得，哎，这个真是一个很大的笑话。
And after you hear this, you think this is one of the greatest jokes.
但是你要知道，只是化石没有证明人是进化出来的。
So you see, the science has not proved that a man is evolved from through the evolution.
就是我们跟很多动物有很相似的地方，不证明他们是我们的先祖。
Just because we have similarities between us and also other animals, that does not turn them into our ancestors.
就好像你见到了很多车子，它的样貌很相似，只是证明它是从一个车厂所造的，就是因为这样子。
Just because you see a lot of vehicles that look similar, that the only thing you can conclude is they came from the same factory, manufacturer.
所以呢，我相信这个就是当人拒绝神的时候，我们思考能力也失去了，所以呢，我们会觉得这些所谓的科学呢，觉得他们很有道理。
So when men reject God, also our thinking became futile, and therefore we think there's just a lot of credence to their theory.
二十三节告诉我们的另外一个，当我们抗拒拒绝神的后果。
And verse 23 also talk about the consequence of us rejecting God.
就是我们人开始去敬拜偶像。
And then as men begin to worship idols.
你有没有想过为什么只有人才敬拜偶像，敬拜神这个行动呢？
So have you ever thought that, ask yourself why men would actually worship idols with this act of worship?
为什么其他动物里面它没有这个表现呢？
How come the other animals don't do the same thing?
你有没有见过一群猴子它围着一个石头在跪拜呢？
Have you ever stopped and have you ever seen a bunch of monkey worshipping a big stone?
你有没有见过一 好像一些鸭子啊，他们会搭一些食物啊，搭其他的东西放在一个木头啊，放在一个像上面去敬拜呢？没有这些事情发生的。
Have you seen any ducks would bring some food and on an altar and try to worship? No, we have not seen that.
但是你在人类里面每一个角落，无论他的文化有多高多低，我们都有敬拜神这个观念，还有这个行动。
You see, within the human history, everywhere that you we have seen the act of worship for man.
这个是证明，其实人性里面就有神的观念在里面。
You see, this proves that within the heart of man there is the desire to worship God.
我们需要神。
We need God.
所以，当我们把这个真神从我们的生活里面赶出去以后呢，我们要自己做一个假的神来敬拜。
So after we reject God, that we need to have an idol that we can create.
圣经说，人虽然知道神，却不当作神去荣耀他，也不感谢他。在二十一节。
And it says, verse 21, it says, although they knew God, they neither glorify Him as God nor give thanks to Him.
所以今天创造我们的神，他对人是很生气的。
So therefore, the God who created man would be very angry against man.
这个就是为什么人需要被拯救的原因。
And that is why man needs to be saved.
当你跑到一个山崖面前，有人邀请你，你要不要他带你过去啊？
So if you actually face a deep valley, someone asks you, do you want to go across?
你大概你不会愿意。
Most likely you would not be willing.
但是呢，如果你看到你背后有一头老虎等着要吃你呢，那么情况就不一样了。
The circumstances may change if you see a tiger right behind you, and you might change your mind.
如果你知道现在你的光景的时候，你就会对这个福音有兴趣。
If you recognize your own condition, you may change your view of the gospel.
你不会希望停留在神的愤怒底下。
You would not want to remain within the wrath of God.
你会希望通过主耶稣与神和好。
You would want to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你其实你存在的事情的确对我们显明。
Your existence has been revealed to us.
只是我们人常常犯罪，把你赶出我们的生命外面。
Except that we sin and actually rejected you.
我求神去让我们看到我们今天的光景。
We ask God that you allow us to see our own condition.
你知道我们会转向这个福音。
So we know that we would reject this gospel.
对于我们已经是基督徒的，我们感谢主，就是你通过你的爱子让我们与你和好。
So for those who are Christians, we thank you because through your Son that we can be reconciled with you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.